Wondering what's the buzz? Then tune into Happy Hours for your dose of All That Matters, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.
You're listening to an interview with Krish Shankar, president of NHRDN and CHRO of Infosys, by Nikita and Roger from NHRDN. Powered by Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.
Hi, I'm Nikita Doshi. I work at Publicis Sapient and I'm also part of the executive committee of NHRD Bangalore chapter.
And I am Roger Lachey and I work at Oracle India Private Limited and I am a member of the NHRD Young Advisory Board.
And we will be your hosts for today. We are very excited to launch Happy Hours with a very special person, President, National HRD Network and CHRO of Infosys, Krish Shankar. Krish, welcome to the podcast. Before we get started, Krish, can you talk a little bit about Happy Hours, considering you've been very instrumental in making this happen?
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be here, Nikita and Roger, and good to meet you guys too after quite a long time. So what is Happy Hours? I think, and I to talk about that, I should talk a little bit about NHRD. As you know, NHRD is all about a forum where we can, which is all for the development of the HR professional. I think we want to reach out to as many HR people as possible, and as many as young HR people who are joining the HR community. And we thought this is a new vehicle to kind of reach out to them. Yeah. So we thought we'll take this podcast. We'll do it bi-monthly. We'll get, I think the key thing would be lot of learning. We'll get interesting people to come and talk, more interesting than me in the future. And then we'll get lots more nuggets of learning that I think young HR people will really benefit from.
To match up with interesting people like you, Krish, we've managed to put together two interesting segments. The first segment is what we call Bottoms Up. Now, anyone who's familiar with Happy Hours is also familiar with what bottoms up means. But in this context, Krish, what we're going to do is we're going to throw you some interesting questions. And just like what happens when everyone else does a bottoms up is they pour their hearts out. So we would like you to pour your heart out, Krish. I hope you're ready.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
All right, Krish. So the first question that I have for you, Krish, is with regards to something that has to do with all of the experience that you have under your belt. Because we see the topic today, the theme of this entire podcast is Happy Hours. And not just HR professionals, but a lot of people across the world do a lot to bring about happiness in the workplace. But in a role like the HR role, where the kind of work we do involves rejecting promotions, denying budget approvals, denying hikes, so on and so forth, the role doesn't really give too much scope for people to be happy. So in a role like the HR role, how do you, or where exactly do you find your happiness?
Well, HR is a function really where you're at the heart of many things. Yeah, you're at the heart of people. You're at the heart of business. And I think at like every job, everything that people do, there are tough decisions to take, and there are some happy decisions that that we also do. But let's step back and say, okay, what gives us happiness? You know, working, whether you're in HR or not. I think the first thing that really, you know, makes you feel happy is when you achieve something big. Yeah. When you set out a goal for yourself, maybe a challenging goal, and you achieve, then you all feel good. Now, it's like, you know, saying, okay, I'll go to the gym and do a 10K or a marathon, and then you do it, you feel good about it.
Even if you end up doing 5K, sometimes you feel good about it.
So I think, you know, that's something that, you know, as we set our goals and you feel that you achieve them, and getting to that means getting many things together, and that gives you a sense of satisfaction, you know, that having done something useful. The second thing, and I think this is much more unique for people in HR, is I think when you help somebody. In HR, we are working with people, we coach people, we talk to people, you know. You may not know, but the impact you had on people is phenomenal. I have seen that. There have been people who've, you know, kind of helped me out. And I think that makes you also very happy, you know, that we should be
and
thankful for.
I think Roger and I have experienced that from you, I think, you know.
Absolutely.
How the transformation you make in our lives.
my God. I think recognition is another very important one, where we kind of recognition of the company that you work in for anything, you know, recognition. And if a company becomes a market leader or grows market share, I mean, you feel good, the whole team feels good. Your function, recognition about individuals, all of that really make you feel happy because it just says that you've done something to contribute to a larger good. And the last bit is, I think, of all of these is also great team moments. You know, you're working together with people, but small things, you know, just having a lunch with them or a cup of tea or chatting about things, you know, those things really make you happy. So I think, yes, there are lots of, in the middle of all the changes and work pressure, there are these things that I think we should be thankful for.
Yeah, no, very beautifully expressed, Krish. I think achieving goals, helping people, recognition, and team moments. Krish, can you tell us more about happiness? Why is it important for you to be happy?
Ah, this is a very interesting topic, and I've been reading a little bit about it here and there. But first thing, does happiness lead to better productivity? Yes, I think where jobs have a high element of people interaction, then I think if you are happy, then you tend to have a more positive view of yourself, and then you tend to have better relations and better result. Yeah, so I think it is there. It may not apply to all the jobs, but I think jobs where people interaction is there, being positive and happy really helps out. But there are certain concepts of happiness that I think we've got to understand. And there are many myths around it. Yeah. So we got to, and as HR people, we got to understand this a little deeper and then use it. I think the first concept is this. And this is, you know, Paul Dolan. He's kind of talked about it. I think happiness comes from two key things. One is pleasure and the purpose. No? The pleasure and purpose principle is what you got to do. And we are all wired differently. You know, some of you may really get more happiness by following a purpose. Some of them will be much more on pleasure. Yeah. But I think we've got to keep both these in mind. And just keeping on one kind of is also not quite unidimensional, and that will break. So I think keep both these to ensure that there is right happiness there. And I think that's what everybody looks forward to. And even when you design environments where you want people to be happy, you have to ensure that both purpose and pleasure are there in that. The second thing about happiness, and this is a lot of research done by Sonia Lyubomirsky, and she's written a couple of books that you guys should read, is this. What she says is, if you look at the variation of happiness amongst a group of people, 50% of that variation is determined by genetic, yeah, your disposition. You can't change it. Some people are wired to be happy. Some people are wired to be kind of, you know.
Like Adele says, we were born this way.
Yeah, so that's 50% of the variation in happiness. Another 10% of the variation in happiness is what she calls as external circumstances. That is, you know, whether you've got a kind of a raise or a house or whatever it is, you know how rich you are, etc., etc. But 40% of the variation in happiness is what she calls as intentional activities, you know. And this is where there are a list of intentional activities that one can do. Mindfulness practices, you know, physical taking care, you know, jogging, physical exercises, gratitude. And there are many others. And these are small things that really help in happiness.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Krish. I've been practicing yoga now for the last 4-5 years. And, you know, that gives that internal peace. Which leads to happiness, so I agree.
Yeah. I think the last concept that we've got to kind of talk about in happiness is this. In the sense that there is this, you know, money, a sudden getting a kind of a raise won't make you happy, you know, because we humans have something called hedonic adaptation. Yeah, that means we have a set level of happiness to which we will kind of resort to. Suppose you break your leg today, you may be unhappy for a day, but then you go back to that level. Similarly, if you get a big increase in salary or a big bonus, you'll be happy for some time, but then it'll go back to that level. So I think, you know, money is to some extent a motivator because it helps you get things that will make you happy. But beyond a certain level, it doesn't come. So those are some of the things that we need to do. Also, research shows that happiness also linked to life stages. People are happy early on, as they start kind of getting families and this, then the happiness over time goes down. And somewhere, I think in Europe, they found that at the age 47, people are the most unhappiest. But then when they grow older, they become even happier. So I think, the, you know, life stages also have a role in it. I thought I'd just give you this overview. It's no way exhaustive, but it's just that I think there's lots more to read here. There are a lot more nuances to understanding happiness. There's a lot of work done on positive psychology that we can pick up and see how we can build around it.
Absolutely, Krish. And I think in today's day and age, one of the biggest challenges for human resources is to make sure that we have happy resources. And we HRs tend to get very creative when it comes to things like this. For instance, if you have to go back in time and maybe about 2 decades ago, the whole thought or concept of having people work from home would have been very laughable. So I want to ask you, Krish, is there any particular idea or set of ideas that you've heard of recently that you think in today's day and age it seems extremely unusual or wacky, but possibly in the near future this could be something that people do accept and agree upon?
Yeah. There are always, as industry organizations, we always take on some new things. Some of them tend to be fads which die. For example, I remember, two or three decades ago, there was a dating allowance that some company started. Well, a big fad. But after some time, it kind of, disappeared.
Infosys had a marriage allowance, right?
Many companies still have it, I think. Yeah. So, but if you look at it now, I think there are a lot of changes in technology, and technology is going to really impact us in a big way. And there are the other elements or offshoots of this impact of technology that people are thinking about. Yeah. So in my opinion, I think things to do with this whole mental health, mindfulness, the practices, they may be very important in the future. We may laugh at them now, but, companies having chief happiness officers, chief mindfulness officers, and those kind of things, and ensuring that, people are able to get those recharge breaks for them to really do better. So those kind of things may be much more in vogue in the future.
Stay tuned as Nikita and Roger from NHRDN speak to Krish Shankar, President of NHRDN and CHRO of Infosys. Powered by Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.
I think one of the wacky practices that I came across recently was bringing your pets to work.
Yeah.
And some companies are doing it. Roger, any wacky practice that you've come across?
I think the concept of having podcasts inside the office, I mean, that's a little trending now. The fact that NHRD is also embracing it, it just goes to show that there are a lot of listeners out there who like to get their information through audio rather than just through video or text.
Yeah. Okay, so Krish, you've inspired many young people like us at NHRD to take up bigger projects and do something different. I think you are our role model. So how do you increase the happiness of so many young people, and how can more people role model like the way you do?
My God, you're embarrassing me. See, I think, sometimes you kind of take a call in terms of what are you good at, yeah? I'm not very good at many things. There are other people who are very good at many things I can just wish for. But one area I thought I was okay was in mentoring people. Yeah. Over my career, I've found times where I've been able to kind of add value to people and mentor them. And I think that's what I kind of, try and do. I think when you look at young people, what do they want? I think they want their ideas to be heard. They want an opportunity to come and do something new. And I think it is, and also create that, and we have to just provide that platform. So, and they have great ideas, they have great challenges. So I think if you really listen to that and kind of somehow harness those ideas, we will do a lot more. So that's and I think it's, the other selfish thing is we get a lot of work done through them. In NHRD, we wouldn't have done all of this without young people being part of it. So I think it's in a way also giving them an opportunity, but it also meets our objectives.
Well, I guess 2 birds, 1 stone. Very interesting concept that you've been following, Krish.
Krish, as an HR leader, what has helped you stay ahead of the curve? Can you share some stories, some anecdotes from your own career?
Well, I think there have been... Okay, let me think about... let me think about how I want to really... how I look at it. I think number one is, from the beginning... I liked a little bit of reading and theory, so try and read something and see how I can implement it. And I think when my early 20 years in Leavers, there have been different roles, and all we did was try and see if I can try and put some new practice there. And one of the best things that I had in Leavers was, for about 5 years in Leavers, I moved out of HR and moved into running a business, you know, production. It was a, you know, when we had lots of workers, about 400 workers that I was managing. But what I tried to do was try and apply some of these HR practices, you know. Sometimes HR guys feel, you know, we try and the business doesn't listen to us. And here I was saying, let's try and do it. And things from, you know, those days, you know, quality circles, getting people involved, you know, getting things like, you know, incentive scheme changes. We did a lot of things, and I tried to kind of thing, and I learned. I made a lot of mistakes, and I learned through that. But I think what I would say is, you always stay ahead of the curve if you are if you read a little bit, yeah. But be curious, inquisitive, and I've learned a lot, frankly, from many people that I've interacted with. Many companies who are doing wonderful things. Many other young people who got great ideas. So I think they say, wow, here's something interesting that we can look at. So you got to be curious, you know, be inquisitive, what's happening, network and learn. But also most important is try and do something about it. You know, apply it, try and see how you can, you know, make some improvements to what it is. I think that will keep you more purposeful rather than just reading, because, you know, sometimes all the reading is of no use unless you try and do something with it.
The Nikita and Roger from NHRDN interview with Krish Shankar continues. Powered by Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.
You spoke about curiosity, and I hope this next bit gets you as curious as we are to listen to what you have to say. We call this next segment the Hangover. We call it the hangover simply because just like in our careers, many of us reach a rough spot where sometimes people feel that they really can't get out of. But just like a hangover, it's only temporary. It passes away and you come back stronger. So that's the intent with this next segment, where we hope to give you some tough questions, hopefully, that you come back stronger with your answers as well. So all the best, Krish, for this next segment. Nikita, let's fire one.
Yes, totally. And this would be in a fireside chat format, Krish. And you've given us the platform, so we're going to ask tough questions and we expect you to be absolutely honest. One career failure which had a great learning for you, and what did it teach you?
Wow. Okay, so this is an interesting one. Let me give you two instances. I think one was quite early in my career. And this was when I was in Leavers. I was a personnel manager in a factory, which was a large exports factory there. Our director of exports just visited after, you know, I've been in the job for about 8 months or so. Mr. Gopalakrishnan, he became vice chairman of Tata Sons, and, you know, he's written many books there, and he's one of those people I always look up to. But when he came and he asked me, what are you doing? So I said, yes, I'm doing this. We had a volleyball tournament for the workers, you know, and we did something. I ran this training program. Then he looked at me and he said, listen, you're talking like my daughter who's in 8th standard. So I was shocked for a minute. He said, yeah, when I ask her, what did you do today? She'll say, okay, I read a little bit of physics and I did something. And this is what, you know. So, you know, my face fell down. But then he said, okay, what is the biggest problem that you're facing in this factory? And then we identified the one big issue. But we were not taking ownership of that because we thought that's somebody else to do. So he said, listen, you take ownership, you guys come up with a proposal and take it to conclusion. I think that was, for me, early in my job, getting that kind of a feedback was, you know, which made me take ownership of problems. It's not that somebody else will come and solve it, but you take an ownership and you do it. So that's something that I kind of learned. The other example in my earlier job was, you know, The business in one of the business units was not doing well due to a lot of leadership and people issues. And I was a little late to react. And that kind of, you know, led to bigger issues and when the CEO kind of, you know, checked out, and you know, he felt, listen, you guys, you should have done something more. And he, you know, and I realized that I could have been much more proactive, much more you know, sharper in what I wanted to do. I think that also, you know, and then that gave me a feeling that yes, you know, we got to keep our ears to the ground, be a little more quick in terms of decisions, and confront issues much more earlier, wherever they arise. So these have been interesting learning experiences for me.
Thank you, Krish, for so much honesty. I'm sure our listeners would be inspired. You mentioned R. Gopalakrishnan, and I think Roger and I heard him at the NHRD HR Showcase and were also inspired. But who are some of the other people who have motivated and inspired you in your difficult days? And what did you learn from them?
No, I think there have been many of my bosses, you know, and they've been tough bosses, but they've also been bosses who would always support me in case of, you know, issues. There was a boss that I had who always told me that niceness is not greatness. He said, you're a nice guy, but that is not greatness. So, you know, he kind of put some, so therefore there have been people who kind of, you know, push me. I've had some wonderful bosses there was a Dutch gentleman, Tex Gunning, who's been a visionary, who kind of made me completely change my thinking. And there are a few others that I've, you know, and in my interaction with Unilever, I came across many people, you know, and many of them now are, you know, CEOs, ex-CEOs, you know, HR heads. And I think I've learned a lot from many of them, and not only there, in many companies. So I think whenever you're in a problem, you go to people who are your mentors, some of these old bosses, and some of my colleagues, you know, or classmates. I think classmates because they've been with you over 30 years and therefore you can go to them. Or colleagues, you know, whenever you are in an issue, then you go and, you know, pour your heart out. So I think you need, so they kind of help you through your tough times.
Great. So Krish, considering so many people have inspired you, what is that one advice that you would give to someone who is struggling in their career right now?
Okay, I think, see, the one thing that we all have to is that up and downs are part of life. Yeah, I have gone through many low phases, and the many leaders that I know have also gone through many phases, rough times and good times, you know, so that's part of life. Sometimes your leader writes off somebody, says, oh, you know, your boss and you may not have the right chemistry. Sometimes it is about maybe just plain unlucky. And sometimes you make a wrong call or a wrong decision, and that happens. So I think we all live through those things. But I think, you know, what are some things that I would suggest? Number one is not to take things personally. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, the defense mechanism of blaming the context is at times good, you know. You say yes, and therefore you got to believe in yourself, but kind of, you know, look at it. So you've all heard of this fundamental attribution error, that that is one of those concepts in psychology, in the sense that we tend to really, you know, when things are going well, we tend to take more credit. When things are not going well, we tend to blame the kind of the context a lot more. I think that's something which at times is useful. So we can use that. There are two things that I would say. So one is, you know, firstly, have belief. Number two is have this emotional strength, you know, because emotional strength is just to, you know, be clear that yes, this will pass and you will kind of, you know, come out stronger. And number two is to also be very good in mobilizing resources. So you got to say, okay, what should I do differently? Who should I talk to? Or should I get some other resources? And resources could be mentors, could be, you know, new tools or money or whatever it is. So you got to go and get those resources. The only thing that you shouldn't do is be like a rabbit in the headlamp. So you can't, don't be paralyzed. So for people going through tough times, I would say emotional strength and resource mobilization. I think those two are very important for you to really move, because the good times will surely come.
And all these are also learnings, right? You learn a lot from the failures.
Yeah.
Well, Krish, they say variety is the spice of life. So I want to ask you, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
This podcast, huh? This is like, I'm doing this for the first time. Yeah. there's some things I did that I didn't do for a long time. So kind of, you know, I do that. But you're right. I think, you know, if I look back, there are many things that I think I should be doing, but I've not got down to it.
Hopefully this won't be the last podcast for you, Krish.
Yeah. So the last one, Krish, and super quick, rapid fire. What comes to your mind when you hear the following words? Resilience.
Emotional stability.
Mistakes.
Galti se mistake.
Okay. Happiness.
Happiness is not... what do I say? It's good, but not always good.
Happy hours.
Happy hours is, I think, you know, is something that we will take out for every HR person in India. We want to really ensure that they get an opportunity to learn, also to kind of, you know, be a part of this whole, the whole learning revolution that we want to really create. NHRD is all about HR and HR people. We want to really reach out at scale, and this is one way to really reach out. I think in future, we're going to get many more interesting people come and talk. This is just an introduction, and I think you'll have a lot of learning from these podcasts.
Thank you, Krish, for inspiring us and also inspiring our listeners and by sharing your journey. Great learning for all of us.
We've definitely begun with a bang, and thank you, Krish, for helping us get started with this podcast, Happy Hours. To all our listeners out there, like Krish mentioned, we've got a lot more in store for all of you. The best is definitely yet to come.
That was an interview with Krish Shankar, president of NHRDN and CHRO of Infosys, by Nikita and Roger from NHRDN. Powered by Timber Media, podcaster for India, Inc.